Passe chingles, it's your girl Kathleen, aka Cassidine, aka Sorin, and welcome back to another episode of Sorin's Soapbox. Yes, here on Sorin's Soapbox is where we rant about all things love, life, and the pursuit of music. Get into it. What's going on, family? How you doing? We are back again with another episode of Sorin's Soapbox. If you are new here, we love new people around here. Come on in, kick off your shoes, relax your feet, grab you some coffee, grab you some tea, grab you some water, because we love to drink our water and mind our business around here. But we like to also get in some business as well. But come on in, chill out, relax your feet. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. How you doing? Kijan Oye, Chachin Asoya, how your mama and them? Yes, welcome back to another episode. So yeah, we have finally started another month, y'all. 2023 is really just speeding on through, child. So yeah, we are back with another episode for the month of November. We are going to definitely get into today's episode, but before we jump right on in, y'all already know the vibes. Please, please, please follow your girl on all social media platforms. That is Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The handle is Shameless Listo on all platforms. That's S-H-A-M-E-L-E-S-S-L-I-S-Z-T-O. Come chat with your girl. Come talk to your girl. Tell me how the month of October went for you. Tell me what you are looking for in the month of November, especially those who are living in America. Are you looking forward to Thanksgiving? What are your plans for Thanksgiving? All the things. Now that we've got that out the way, before we jump into the segment I like to call Sorin's Life Update, I just want to go ahead and put it out the way that I apologize in advance. You may hear some cars driving in the background. I'm not recording on a weekend. It is a regular weekday, but for whatever reason, there's just a lot of cars that are just driving a lot through. I'll try to cut out as much as I can, but just want to apologize in advance if you hear cars driving by through this episode today. So, first thing right off the top is your girl had a birthday. I turned 36. Clap, clap, clap it up. Clap, clap, clap it up. Clap, clap, clap it up. And I had such an amazing birthday. I had an amazing birthday week, I'll definitely say. Turning 36, I had my mom. She was asking me, oh, do you feel any different? Which is normally a question people ask you after you turn, you know, whatever age. You're like, oh, do you notice a difference? And it's like, no, it's literally like the next day. But I will say that I don't know if anyone else can relate, but for this particular birthday, once I, turning 36, even though 36 isn't one of those like big ages, like when you turn 30 or in the Christian realm, 33 is seen as like your ministry year or your Jesus year. I can say that I do feel like 36 for me is going to bring about some momentous things, if that makes sense. Like, I'm going to experience things that are momentous to me. And even, maybe I could even say life-altering, life-changing. Obviously, for most of you guys that know, I'll be moving from Korea back to America. And that itself is momentous in the fact that this is a very big change. I've been here for 4 years. And again, I do recommend going back to my previous episode that I titled Thank You Next, where I talk about, you know, wanting to embark on this new journey, this new chapter, this new adventure, because I have no idea what's on the other side of that. But I am very much excited. I'm very much looking forward to what's on the other side. I am not opposed to saying that America is ghetto. And I'm very much aware that there is a reason why God is telling me that my chapter and my time here in Korea is over and it is time for me to go back to America. So I think I hold the tension between the fact that two things could be true at the same time. America's ghetto, and if that's where God wants me to be, that's where I'm going to go. So the month of October overall was just a good month. Yeah, October was just a good month. you know, one of my prayers for the month of October was just that, like, God would give me birthday gifts that didn't necessarily have to show up in a form of, like, materialistic things, but I just asked God for birthday gifts to, and whatever that meant. I didn't know specifically how that was going to show up, and that showed up in various ways. I had a week where I had no classes because one of the weeks the students had exams, so I didn't have classes that week. Another week, classes got moved around and things was happening, so I ended up not having classes again. Like, it was like little stuff like that. I had a week where I just had a spark of creativity. Like, I just got bit by the creative bug. I created a whole Notions page. Like, I was tinkering around with Notions. I revamped my whole LinkedIn page. I revamped my entire resume. I created a whole budget plan because I'm trying to be better with my finances. My finances has always been, I want to be careful with the verbiage I use, because I realized depending on how I describe my money is kind of my outlook and can keep me in that place. I will say that my outlook on money has been limiting. That's the word I want to use. My outlook on finances has been limiting. And with the help of some very good friends and resources, they have helped me expand my outlook on finances. So that was a good word. I'm glad I was careful about how I described that. But yeah, my outlook on my finances has been limiting. And that's just been based off of the product being a product of my environment. But I'm just very thankful that I have friends who have helped me to open my eyes, see different perspectives, and expand my vision when it comes to my finances. So I created a budget plan. Like, yeah, like, I just been tinkering around and playing around with different things. So yeah, like, I just got bit with like a creative bug, playing around with different stuff like that. And then the week of my birthday, I literally had, child, you would have thought I was somebody famous. You would have thought I was somebody's celebrity, because the Wednesday before my birthday, actually, let me back up. So that Tuesday, I heard from some teachers that I guess the following day, that Wednesday, that like everyone in the school was basically going on a field trip, that the middle school students were going to go see a play and the high school students were going to a university in Seoul. And they flat out told me like, oh, you can't come. No explanation, no reasoning, no nothing. They just told me, oh, you can't come. And I was like, oh, okay. They're like, yeah, you still have to come to school. It'll just be you and the administrative staff at the school. And I was like, oh, okay. And so something in my spirit said, take the day off. Use your vacation day and take the day off. So later on in the day, I'm like contemplating it, because the people pleaser me would have just came to school, sat in the office, been bored. Because one of the things like that's a contractual obligation is doing desk warming. And what that basically means is if everyone else has a day off and you don't have the day off, you're still obligated to come to school and just do a full 8 hours. Or if you have no more vacation time, you're still obligated to come into work. And even though there's no students, no teachers, nothing, you're still obligated to come to the school and sit for a full 8 hours. And so, yeah, that's basically what I would have been doing is desk warming. And so I was like, yeah, no, I'm not doing it. Because honestly, like if I had to come into school that day, I would have just sat at my desk and watched One Piece. Like if you know from the last episode, I've been rewatching it, or I just would have watched the newer episodes, because I think I've allowed enough time to go by to kind of, because I don't like watching episodes every week. I let enough time like go by so I can binge watch like a good 5, 6, 7 to 10 episodes. So I let a couple weeks go by before I jump into the new episode. So that's why I also just went back, because I'm very impatient and I'm not an anime fan where I read mangas. So I'm sure I could jump into mangas, which actually, as a matter of fact, if I have any of my listeners who are into mangas, give me a manga, an easy manga to recommend and a manga for an anime I have not seen. Because that's the other thing. The other reason why I haven't gotten into mangas is because if I've already watched the anime, I'm not going to read the mangas. And yes, I understand that for a lot of the mangas, it explains more. But as somebody who is a reader, like I'm an avid reader, and I compare the two. So for example, I had already read all the Harry Potter series before the movie came out. So I had already known what details were missing, what details were like different. Like the running joke is Dumbledore whispering to Harry, "Did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?" But in the movie, he's yelling, "Harry, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?" You know, that's a clear distinction between the book and the movie. So I'm someone who I can't read the manga of an anime I've already or I'm currently watching. So if anybody who's listening to this podcast is a manga reader, give me a manga that you recommend based off of the animes I like. My top animes are as follow. Y'all already know I love One Piece. So One Piece, Yu Yu Hakusho, Bleach, Hunter x Hunter, and I'll even throw in there Soul Eater, because I just saw Meg Thee Stallion dress up as Def the Kid for Halloween, and I swear to y'all, I love that girl. But yeah, I can give you more recommendations, but that's like what comes at the top of my head. So those styles of anime, give me a manga that you would recommend I read, and I will try to get into mangas. But for the most part, the reason why I don't read mangas is because I'm already watching the anime. I'm not gonna go turn around and read the manga. So just gonna delve off of that real quick. So anyway, so yeah, I ended up just asking them, can I use my vacation day? And they're like, yeah, sure, that's fine. So I took that Wednesday off, and I had texted one of my friends who, I don't know if I talked about this in the last episode, but she ended up getting married. And that's when it kind of hit me like, oh my God, all my friends like have left. And I just became like really sad and a little depressed in the fact that like, this is my last friend. But again, it was a reassurance to know that, girl, you got to get out of here. So she was coming back to the island to visit her parents while her husband was doing something. Don't really remember the details. And she's like, oh, well, let's meet up so we can have like lunch or dinner for your birthday. So we ended up meeting up that Wednesday. Y'all, her entire family threw a birthday barbecue party for me. They ordered my favorite food to cook on the grill. They bought me a birthday cake, which was a sweet potato birthday cake. Korea has like different flavors of birthday cake, but the sweet potato cake, that, y'all, it was soft and it was delicious. So they got me cake and they sang me happy birthday. And y'all, I just cried. I felt so loved, and I just felt loved on, and I just felt appreciated. And I just cried. And they were like, why are you crying? And I'm like, it's my last birthday in Korea. I feel like I'm around family. I just feel like I'm around people who just appreciate me. Because if I'm being transparent, which I try to be on here, the past 4 birthdays that I've had since being in Korea, normally I spend them with like my coworkers. Like my coworkers and I get together and we have what's called like a hwaesik, which is basically like you go out to a restaurant, you get drunk, and that's pretty much it. It's nice and all, and I appreciate it, but it's also like, if I'm being, again, 100% honest, they don't know me. They don't know me. And I could also say the same thing about like the family that put together the birthday party for me. They obviously know like a portion of me. They don't know all of me because of like language barrier and culture barrier. But I've spent more time with them than I have with like my coworkers, because I'm usually in church on Sunday. They want to take care of me. Like the last time I was sick, they brought me soup, they brought me snacks, and then they prayed for me and they prayed over me when I was sick. So I feel like they have a little bit more of a better idea of who I am than the teachers at the school. So like seeing the fact that they were willing to go, like they even made me miyeokguk, which is like seaweed soup. And it's a traditional food that they give you on your birthday because it represents like good luck. And the fact that they went that far for my birthday meant that like they saw me as like part of their family. So yeah, it just made me emotional at the fact that they did that. And at the same time, there was a friend there who, she is one of my students' moms. She wanted to meet me because she studied English in, I believe, university. So we ended up going to a cafe. She invited her sister-in-law and another friend who happens to be one of my other students' parents. And it just ended up being a good time after the fact. We just laughed and we talked. Yeah, so that ended up being my Wednesday. And I was like, yo, I'm glad I took the day off, because multiverse me would have been sitting in the school just bored out of my mind. So that was Wednesday. Thursday, I ended up having, like I said, a dinner with my coworkers, which is a typical thing. And that ended up being like a last minute thing, because normally they're like, oh, you know, we're going to plan a dinner for you with the teachers. And it's usually like one of the English teachers that plans it. And then he asked me like, oh, who are some of the teachers you'd like to invite? So I invite some of the teachers that I've become like really well acquainted with. But because it was so last minute, it was literally me, the main English teacher I work with, and then another English teacher. All the people that I'm well acquainted with couldn't go because it was last minute. So I was just really bummed out about that. But I just made do. Friday night, I ended up going out with the same group of friends, or the same parents of my students. They wanted to take me out Friday night for my birthday. So I went out with them again on Friday night. Then my actual birthday, another, like, I dub her my Korean mom. She wanted to have, like, I guess she was already throwing this big event at her house already and wanted me to come so I could be a part of this event and celebrate my birthday. And y'all, I'm gonna keep it a buck. I was tapped out. I was tapped out. For anyone who doesn't know, my MBTI is ISTJ. I'm very much an introvert. People don't believe me because when they meet me and I like the way I interact with them, they wholeheartedly believe that I'm an extrovert. And I'm like, I'm really not. If I'm being honest, I feel like the MBTI system needs to be updated. There needs to be something in between an I and an E, because that's where I believe I fit in. But I keep telling them, the Korean phrase is called cheap suni, which means homebody. And they're like, no, because you have so much energy. You're so funny. You're so this. I'm like, right. But I still got to go home and charge my social battery. And between Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I was done. Like, we were doing this whole birthday tour and I was done. I was tapped out. Take me out the ring, coach, because I'm finished. Like, I can't do this no more. So, yeah, Saturday, like the day of my birthday, I literally stayed home. Despite like people like, oh, just go out, go to the event. And I'm like, nah. So my actual birthday, I stayed home, called my mom, called my grandparents, talked to my sister. I spent most of the day on the phone with my sister, if I'm being honest. And then my really good friend from China, she called me. And then that was my birthday. Like the day of, I literally bought myself a cake from the cafe that's close by. And then I just watched my favorite movies. I watch Pride and Prejudice, The Photograph, and Howl's Moving Castle. If y'all wanted to know, those are like my top three favorite movies, because I just wanted to do something for myself. And I drank a little wine, and that was it, y'all. That was it. But yeah, that was pretty much my October. I had a really great birthday. I just felt so loved on and just so appreciated. I went into my birthday crying and just in worship, just thankful for another year and just in anticipation for what's to come. Like if I'm keeping it a buck with y'all, I don't know what's to come, but I'm just thankful. I am just thankful. So yeah, that's pretty much what the month of October was looking like for me. And that's enough rambling about October. Obviously, y'all know I'm gonna keep rambling and keep ranting, because that's what we do around here. We are going to jump into a quick church announcement, and then we are going to get into today's episode. Today's episode is just going to be short, sweet, and fun. Nothing too on the heavy side, because I don't feel anything heavy on my heart today to talk about. And if I'm keeping it honest, probably the next couple of months is going to be real chill, unless the Spirit moves me. Being real churchy, the Spirit moves me to talk about something specific. But if I'm keeping it honest with y'all, the next couple of months is probably going to be chill, because your girl has this apartment full of boxes. I'm moving. I'm already trying to figure out how I'm going to do the next couple of episodes, because December should be fine. The beginning of January should be fine. What I'm concerned with is February, March, and April once I get to the States, because I can't give a lot of details right now because things are still in the works, but like things is moving and shaking. So I'm already trying to figure out how I'm planning to upkeep these episodes while I'm transitioning. I may have to, you know, finagle some things, but y'all already know I will keep everybody updated as the months roll along. But yeah, as far as for right now, I don't anticipate anything serious, any serious topics for right now. But let's jump into those church announcements, and then we'll be back to talk about today's episode and today's topics. All right, y'all already know, your girl is a small content creator. There's only one thing that I ask of you, my listeners, and that's to show how much you love my podcast. So what I need for you guys to do is to head over to Podchasers and find this podcast. Leave your girl 4 or 5 stars. 5 stars is preferred. And to write 1 to 2 lines on why you love my podcast. I would just really appreciate it if you would just rate my podcast 4 or 5 stars. And it has to be specifically Podchasers, because I know I have some listeners who listen on Google, who listen on Apple or Spotify. But the thing is that the recognition and the acknowledgement comes through Podchasers. That's where you get sponsorships. That's where you get any type of accolades. It comes through Podchasers. That's why I specifically indicate that's where you need to go. So here's what you guys need to do. Simple instructions. Simple. As a teacher, I'm going to give you the steps 1, 2, 3. Step number 1, go to podchaser.com. That's podchaser.com. Step number 2, find your favorite podcast. That's this one, Sorin's Soapbox. That's Sorin apostrophe S, Soapbox. Step number 3, when you find your favorite podcast, this one, you're going to leave me 4 or 5 stars. 5 stars is preferred. And then you're going to write 1 to 2 lines saying why you love this podcast. Okay, see? 3 easy steps. It be that set. Fini. Finito. Conasa. Finished. And that's it. And it does so much for someone like me who's a small content creator just trying to grow her platform. That's all I ask. And I thank you in advance for helping me, because then it allows me to continue to make content just for you. So again, I thank you in advance. And that is the end of our church announcements. Okay, and we are back from our church announcements. So I'm introducing a new segment. It's going to be fun. Nothing serious. But it's called BFFR. Be freaking for real. Because, you know, I'm trying to keep it G. Sometimes we might get a little PG around here. But BFFR. This is where I'm going to just be pulling stuff that I see on social media, things that I see on YouTube, things that I see on Insta, things that I see on TikTok. And I'm just like, bruh, be for real. Be so freaking for real right now. Like, this can't be what's going on right now. So obviously, I know there's a lot of heavy stuff going on in the world, and I'm definitely keeping a lot of the stuff that's heavy in my prayers. But I just want to talk about some topics that I've seen on social media that I just want to bring on here and be like, y'all, can we be for real right now? The first thing that I want to bring up, because I saw it today, was the Keith Lee situation. Now, I feel like everybody knows Keith Lee, except for the restaurant in question. But I didn't know Atlanta got down like that. Now, I want to preface this by saying I've only been to Atlanta twice. Yeah, I've been to Atlanta twice. Once was back in like, I was going to say, I don't want to date myself, but I already said I was at 36. So y'all can already do the math. I went to Atlanta first time was in high school. Maybe my senior year, we were doing a HBCU tour. Yeah, we went to go visit Morehouse and Clark Atlanta as far as schools is concerned. We were checking the area. That was the first time I had Church's Chicken, because I was like, bruh, the piece of chicken I had was like, we were dubbing it a baby leg because that's how big the piece of chicken was. I was like, I ain't never had a baby leg in my box. Anytime I done went to KFC, anytime I done went to Popeyes, I never had a baby leg inside of my box. So that was the first time I had to experience. The chicken was good, but I just was very much surprised. I was very much confusion as to why I had a baby leg inside of my box. But I digress. So we didn't really do a lot of like actual restaurants in Atlanta, because when you got a bus full of like 35 high school students, you can't really do actual dining. You gotta do like fast food restaurants. And normally when we stayed at a hotel, when we had to fend for ourselves, it was basically like find a restaurant that was like close to the school, or it was like big buffet style restaurants that we went to. So that was kind of the situation. And also, I believe Atlanta, or it might have been North Carolina, was the first time I was introduced to sweet tea. And as a northern girl, me and my taste palates was quite upset. Okay, now I'm okay with it. Now give me a Chick-fil-A sweet tea, an Arnold Palmer, and I'm quite all right. But the first time I had asked for iced tea, and the waitress and her blessed self gave me a sweet tea, I was like, ma'am, what is this? And she was like, it's sweet tea. What the hell is sweet tea, ma'am? And this is not what I ordered. And she's like, it is. She's like, you in the South, baby, take me back up north, because this ain't it. This is not it. Now, because I've spent a good 10 years in Virginia, I have now attained an acquired taste to said sweet tea. And I know who has good sweet tea and who does not. If it don't hit that, that back of your throat, and you don't feel like you got that, your diabetes ain't about to knock you out, then it's not good sweet tea. But I digress. Anyways, so this Keith Lee situation, I love Keith Lee. I love him. And I love how just like regular he is. But I didn't know the customer service in Atlanta ran like that. And so I just think it's crazy that, you know, from a marketing perspective, instead of saying like, oh my God, we're so sorry that this was your experience, how can we fix it? Not just for somebody like Keith Lee, but for the regular folks like us. Because the problem is, and the way I like that Keith Lee moves, is that like, he don't go in himself, because his whole move is that like, he sends his family in, he sends his mom, his wife, his, you know, other family members, and they go in and they receive the negative treatment. And then it's not till he walks in that they're like, oh, well, we can do this. And he's like, nah, I'm good. God bless you though, but I'm good. And the fact that they would say like, oh, well, who's Keith Lee? This and a third. But their captions would say, oh, thank you, Keith Lee, for this. We apologize. So either you don't know him or you do. Which is it? Like, which is it? And I love the fact that he never addressed it directly. I love the fact that he was just like, you know what? One, don't leave negative reviews on their page if you've never been. Because at the end of the day, like, he's just like, I'm not gonna bring them down because they treated me bad. Because he's absolutely right. One person's negative experience does not reflect that everybody's had a negative experience. Now, granted, apparently this opened up a Pandora's box, because a lot of, are they called Atlantians? I think that's what they're called. A lot of people from Atlanta have had the same, you know, gripe when it comes to these restaurants, especially Black-owned restaurants, where it's like, we giving you our Black-owned dollars and y'all are treating us like filth. Now, if this was a Haitian restaurant or a Jamaican restaurant, I could be a little bit more understanding, because like, they gonna cuss at you. They gonna tell you we don't have that. They're gonna be rude to you. They're gonna tell you we don't have half the things on the menu. But guess what? That food gonna slap every time. They might not have some things after a certain hour, but guarantee you that food gonna slap every time. If it's African, Jamaican, Haitian, I don't know about Hispanic, but most Caribbean and African places that you go to, the customer service may be a little rude. And actually, I'm not gonna hold you. If the woman at the counter isn't mean to me, I don't want it. If she's nice to me, I'm scared. The food ain't good. But we're not talking about that. We talking about Atlanta and y'all poor customer service, and the fact that like, y'all not on DoorDash, y'all want people to come in, but then y'all got no food, y'all deep cleaning, like all this other stuff. This is too much. This is too much. BFFR. Because be freaking for real. Because don't say you don't know who Keith Lee is, but then tag him in the captions talking about some thank you for your, you know, concern, you're this, that, and the third. Either you know him or you don't. Because I saw comments that said, I'm from South Africa and I know who Keith Lee is. So if you don't know who Keith Lee is, then you've been hiding under a rock, boo-boo. So I don't understand. So that's BFFR number one. Number two is the Cheesecake Factory girl. Cheesecake Factory girl. Now, for those of you who don't know, apparently, I'm hearing also it's a skit, which that's the other thing that's really pissing me off, is that, like, you be seeing stuff on social media, and I guess people now just doing stuff for virality, and that's just also annoying. That's, I was gonna say it in Korean. Matter of fact, that's normal judging now, y'all, which just means it's very annoying in Korean. But, like, the fact that people just be doing skits just to be viral, but long story short, this girl went on a date. This black woman went on a date with, I guess he's Middle Eastern, I'm not sure from where, went on a date, and the man pulled up to Cheesecake Factory. This gentleman gets out the car, opens the car door. She refuses to get out. Why, you might add? Because he pulls up to Cheesecake Factory, and a woman like her is too gorgeous and too fine to be stepping into no Cheesecake Factory. Now, I don't know why the Cheesecake Factory is getting this much flack. I happen to enjoy Cheesecake Factory. The bread is phenomenal. As a matter of fact, I've had a birthday, a couple of birthdays at Cheesecake Factory. I find it quite enjoyable, if I say so myself. The pasta is delectable. The red velvet cheesecake is to die for. But I digress. So yeah, she didn't want to get out the car. So then he gets in the car to have a discussion. This man has healthy communication skills because he had a conversation with her, and you find out that he showed up to her house at 4 because he told her the time was 4 o'clock. This woman shows up an hour late without any explanation, just goes in the car an hour late because apparently, like, work ran over the 7th and 3rd, but she didn't communicate that to him. So he's sitting outside for an hour waiting for her, which, sidebar, he's a good one because I don't know nobody who would have waited an hour for a date. Like 30 minutes max, and then, like, in sync, gone. So there's that. So he waits an hour for her, and apparently he had reservations for another restaurant, but because she was late, he had to basically think on his feet and decided Cheesecake Factory at the last minute. So of course, when she pulls up to Cheesecake Factory, she gets mad. She's like, oh, do I look like a Cheesecake Factory girl? I don't do chain restaurants. Let me say something real quick. If I'm not mistaken, Prime 112 is a chain restaurant, is it not? Ruth Chris is a chain restaurant, is it not? Benihana is a chain restaurant, is it not? Cheesecake Factory is a chain restaurant. Yeah, most of your favorite restaurants are chain restaurants. And the only time, to my knowledge, correct me if I'm wrong, the only time the restaurant is not a chain restaurant is when there's no price on the menu. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm not at the place in my life where I could go to a restaurant and there's no prices on the menu. Because I'm thinking one of two things. Either one, Jesus paid it all, or two, it's out of my price range. Like, and that type of restaurant, you order a set. Like, you order the appetizers, you order the entree, and you order the dessert together. So you can't even just be like, oh, I just want the entree. No, you got to order a set menu. So, and guarantee, the entree is probably like $150. So, girl, what are you talking about? So, yeah. So to me, I just felt like she was doing a lot. And if, again, Cheesecake Factory isn't a restaurant that she likes, maybe she's had a bad experience, maybe, again, the food isn't whatever. She, obviously, the ball was in her court. Obviously, there was an issue because she was late. And once he told her the original restaurant, she said, oh, let's go there. He was like, no, we can't go there because we missed the reservation. She could have been like, okay, fine. And then she should have just sucked it up, went to the restaurant, and then after the fact, just be like, hey, you know what I mean? I apologize for being late. Can we try to see about going to the restaurant? I don't know. I just feel like there were so many ways the situation could have been fixed. if there was just communication along the way. She just kept saying, like, well, as a woman, you know, I expect you as a man to provide for me, to protect me, and do this, that, and the third. And I was just like, you're expecting a lot from him, and you're not meeting him halfway. And so I'm going to say this. Stop taking advice from social media. Stop taking the advice from the great value Kevin Samuels. Stop taking advice from the no brand. I don't even know who these women are, but like y'all are copying and pasting these dating advice from social media into your life and not understanding that these advice are situational and circumstantial. You need to apply them as based on whatever circumstances that they can work. It's not just copy and paste, because y'all keep taking these relationship advice and y'all gonna end up, not me though, because I don't listen to none of this stuff, because I take it goes in one ear and out the other. Some of the stuff I'm like, okay, that's good advice, you know, like I heard one advice saying like, if you want a man to treat you spoiled, act spoiled or something like that. And I was like, I already act spoiled because I spoil myself, so that's not really hard for me to do. But some of the advice, I'm just like, I'm not fitting to listen to y'all. Unless I see fruit, unless y'all show me fruit from following said advice, I'm not listening to y'all. I'm not. And that's not just with dating, that's just in anything. If someone's gonna give me money advice, I need to see fruit. If you're gonna give me health advice and exercise advice, I need to see fruit. How you gonna give me advice on health and you're shaped like the Michelin man? I'm not doing that. Like, be freaking for real. That's what this segment is about. Because y'all not about to pull a gotcha on me. So I just wanted to go in on her real quick. And as a result, somebody done put this raggedy list together of all the places that women don't want to go on their first date. Let me tell you about this list. Y'all gonna mess around and not go on no dates because it is this daggone list. Because they was talking about some no Applebee's, no Chili's. First of all, I don't like Applebee's, but I love Chili's. Chili's is literally Applebee's, but with Sazon. Okay? Chili's is way better than Applebee's. And you can't do that. Because what one woman will do for one date, she might not do another. Like, I don't drink coffee. So I won't do a coffee date. But I'll go bowling. So why would you put coffee date and bowling in the same list? I don't do hookah bars and I don't do clubbing, but I'll do a movie. I just want to eat after or before. Like, it's simple. And I saw on the list, like, no church. Look, I need to know if you got a demon in you and we need to cast it out. So if you can't even enter the church doors, that's a sign to let me know. Don't mess with him. That is a demon. Like, what are you saying to me? So now you can't take a man to church? He can't take you to church? There was just a lot going on with the list. There were some things on that list that I agree with. I definitely wouldn't go on a date in somebody's house. Y'all know, if you've been listening to my show since day dot, I watch Criminal Minds. I have watched CSI. I have watched Law & Order SVU specifically. You not taking me to your house. We not doing that. So I don't do dates going to somebody's house. I don't do dates to go to coffee because, like, yeah, I could get tea or something else, but like, I'm not doing that. It's a dub. But I'll go bowling. I'll do something fun. So that list to me is just dumb because, again, like I said, one girl might not do a bar date, but she'll want to go to the movies. Or one girl might not like Applebee's, but she loves chili. Or one girl might really love Cheesecake Factory, but she don't like, we're not a monolith. So say it with me, y'all. BFFR. Be freaking for real. Because in the same vein, I think I just saw Russell Wilson. He rented out an entire Waffle House for Sierra. Why? Because that's her favorite spot. And it has some of her favorite food on the menu. I keep telling y'all, stop listening to these people on social media, because here you got Russell. I know my woman. I know my wife. I know what she likes. She likes Waffle House. Y'all, Waffle House? That got that sticky floor. Don't get me wrong. Waffle House got some bomb food. I could do a Waffle House, especially them late nights with the hood niggas and you gotta, you know, clutch your purse a little bit close to you because you don't know what's about to go down. But Waffle House be having some bomb food. And the fact that this man rented out a Waffle House, decorated it so she could eat all the food that she wanted, you know what that's called? You want to know what that's called? It's called knowing your partner, and it's called love. Y'all just be out here for vibes. Y'all just be out here, y'all just be out here for vibes and getting the bag. And guess what those two are not going to do? Neither one of those is going to keep you warm at night, and neither one of those is going to get you to the heart of a person. You can't get to know somebody with just vibe. You can't get to know somebody by getting to your bag or their bag. So please miss me with that. I don't want to hear nothing about, I'm just here for the vibes. Vibe out somewhere else, please. Tant pis, s'il vous plaît. Vibe somewhere else. I'll vibe on l'autre côté, s'il vous plaît. I'm not here for no vibes. I'm not here. I'm here for us getting the bag, absolutely. But I'm not trying to find a partner so I can get to their bag. And I don't want no man who's trying to get to me for my bag. I want us to get the bag together. Again, I'm going to keep saying it because that's the name of this new segment. I'm telling you, this is a new segment I'm adding. BFFR. Be freaking for real. So I think I'm going to just end it there because child, tek mwen fè mal. Mori apayo. My head hurts, okay? Because every time I turn on social media, it's some like dating foolishness. It's like nobody wants to get to know each other for their real selves. It's like everybody trying to put on a front. Everybody trying to put on a facade. I'm all here for presenting your best self, but I'm not here for presenting like this fake persona of yourself. Don't get me wrong. Everybody is jaded. Child, don't get me started about Will and Jada. I'm not touching that. I'm not touching that at all. But everybody's so jaded about whether love is real or authentic. Love is real and authentic. It's just a matter of, are you willing to put in the work to find it and give it to yourself first and then give it to others? And we're not. We're not willing to. Why? Because love, real love requires you to put in real work. And we're not in a society where people want to put in real work. We're not. We're not in a place that we're not trying to put in real work. And therefore, we're just here for vibes. And I'm here for a good time. I'm not here for a long time. Child, maybe I'm starting to sound like my parents. I think I'm starting to sound like the old generation because it saddens me. It really saddens me how flippant people are when it comes to like relationships and dating and love and all that other stuff. And unfortunately, it's going to bite us in the butt. It's already biting us in the butt, but it's going to bite us in the butt like in the long run. Like as this generation gets older, it's going to bite us in the butt. But anyways, I'm going to wrap up this episode. I didn't intend this one to be long, but you know, I just be ranting. I be on the soapbox. That's what I do. But yeah, let's wrap up and close today's episode. Y'all already know, make sure you follow your girl on all social media platforms. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm more so an Instagram person than anything else. So if you really want to like come talk to me, come chat with me, come hit me up on Instagram. The handle is Shameless Listo on all platforms. That's S-H-A-M-E-L-I-S-Z-T-O. Let me know the following. Number one, if you are a manga reader, give me some suggestions on some mangas I should read based off of, like I said, the animes I like. Oh, I can also add Demon Slayer, and I like Jujutsu Kaisen. So like those kind of like animes, give me mangas that are related to that. Also, let me know what you're looking forward to in the month of November. How are you spending your Thanksgiving, if you have any plans for Thanksgiving, or if you're skipping it this year, or just what your overall plans are. And then thirdly, let me know about the topics I talked about in BFFR. What are your thoughts about the Keith Lee situation? What are your thoughts about the Cheesecake Factory girl and that Cheesecake Factory list? And what do you think about dating right now? Whether you're in a relationship, whether you're married, whether you're single and satisfied, single and ready to mingle, whatever the case may be, let me know what are your thoughts in terms of the topics we discussed in BFFR. I would love your thoughts and opinions. And so with that being said, your girl is off her soapbox. See ya.